You're listening to Living Brave Podcast. I'm Yukari Peerless. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living Brave Podcast, episode 6. Every episode, I share a conversation with someone living brave. Today's guest is my favorite friend, Sachi. Sachi, actually her name, real Japanese name is Sachi-e, but just because of the way her name is spelled, everyone call her Sachi. Sachi is a classically trained musician, fringe artist, and she's also known as her beloved character, Egg. She's originally from Japan, but she has become American citizen and now she lives in New Zealand. Sachi and I met at Victoria Fringe Festival a few years ago, and we bonded because we are both Japanese. She's extremely talented, and every time I talk to her, I'm pretty much in awe. I haven't seen her in almost 2 years, and even though we keep in touch on Facebook, this was the first time we actually seen each other's faces and talked. So today's conversation is actually quite private. Like two friends are just catching up. We talked about life and family and arts, but I actually loved how it turned out and how raw and beautiful this kind of turned out to be. So here it is. Enjoy my conversation with Sachi. Well, welcome to Living Brave Podcast. Today's guest is Sachi.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm Sachi. I'm Yukari's friend.
That's it?
Yes.
You don't want to say anything else?
I'm originally from Sendai,
yeah,
Japan, and I'm currently living in New Zealand.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you do, Sachi?
I'm a performer. Mm-hmm. I also make music for live shows like theater and circus shows and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love cats.
What?
Cats?
You have cats or you love cats?
I love
cats. Oh, you love cats. Do you have any?
Yes. Oh no. Oh. No, that's a hard bit.
Okay. You can have pets there?
Yes. Yeah, we can have one pet, but I'm just waiting for my residency visa.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I know I'm here for sure. So, yeah.
Yeah. The other day I was talking to Mark and I said, I'm going to be talking to Sachi for podcast. And he was like, oh, I like her. And then we're like, why do they live in New Zealand again? We got confused because yeah. I don't think Trent is your partner. I don't think he's Kiwi.
No, but I know I'm confused too, but no.
Where is he from? You're from Japan. Where is he from?
I'm from Japan.
Well, so you're American.
He's from Australia. Yes, I'm American.
Right.
Oh. But fellow American citizen.
Right. Too. But your partner is from Australia.
Yes. Okay. So I think it's not very known outside of Australia and New Zealand. But if you're Australian. Mm-hmm. You can live here.
Okay.
You can live here, work here, like a resident.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Same for Kiwis going to, you know, Australia, but I don't think they are treated the same way as, you know, like people like Trent. Trent is treated so well here. Mm-hmm. You know, you get access to healthcare. You can access to all the benefits that Kiwis are entitled to. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kiwis in Australia is treated the same
way. So it's not. Yeah, the other way around. Interesting.
Yeah, it's not very equal.
Okay, so it's good.
So we are lucky.
Yeah, yes. So yeah, it's good for you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
And you decided to stay in New Zealand, not Australia.
Yeah, so after last tour, which was last Canadian tour, was 2018. Mm-hmm. So that's the last time I saw you. Mm-hmm. I went to Japan to see my family for a little bit.
Okay, just sorry to interrupt. Just so the people who don't know the history, maybe I'll explain a little bit. So you and I met when you and Trent were touring for Fringe Festival. in Canada.
Yes.
I can't remember, 2016?
I think I met you in 15,
okay.
probably.
Okay. And yeah. So you came back every year after that?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Yeah. Was met at French Festival and you leave or you go to like a Vancouver and do different fringe shows. Then we kept in touch. Then you come back in the next summer for the Victoria Fringe because I was
so much fun.
Yeah, I know. Because I was on the board for the Intrepid Theater who puts on Victoria Fringe. But in case people listening don't know, like Fringe Festival happens all over the world. In Canada, there's Vancouver, Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, Nanaimo.
Nanaimo, Montreal, Toronto.
Toronto, Ottawa, London.
Yeah, so there are lots. Yeah. And in
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon, okay. And a lot in America too, right?
Yeah, but not as, I don't know. It's different.
It's different?
Okay. It's part of CAF. Mm-hmm. Some of them are part of CAF, but it's not like Canada.
Okay. And there's also UK. Is there a fringe in Australia or New Zealand?
Yeah, there are a few big ones. Okay. Like Adelaide is probably the second biggest one in the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the people call them a circuit. So people just, you know, they are put on so that the performers are... It's easy for performers to travel, right? They rarely overlap, maybe like 1 or 2 days. So yeah, like some people do this full time, right? As a career, do the fringe all year round, go around and make money. Anyway, so that's how we met. And then, but the last time I saw you was 2018 and you stopped kind of, did you just, is it, a, was it a end of your like fringe career or you just decided to stop the North American thing?
I think we just took a break from North America because it's so far away.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So after last time I saw you, you went back to Japan to see your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And what happened?
And meanwhile, Trent had gigs in New Zealand.
Okay.
So he got a few things lined up. So he came here and then he spent some time here when he was a kid because his cousins live here and, you know, uncles and aunts. But he just kind of fell in love with New Zealand.
Okay.
Like, people are nice and so much nature, kind of like BC, you know, trees everywhere, forest and beach. And he said to me, it's like the best of everywhere we lived.
Okay, nice.
And, so he's basically, you know, got a flat and I joined him like a month, 2 months later.
Okay.
And we just like it. It's just so nice.
So that's like the end of 2018 or beginning of 2019?
I got here in November of 2018.
Okay.
And I applied for, he doesn't have to apply for anything visa wise. And I had to apply for work visa. And then we applied for my residency visa, which we are still waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a change. Well, I'm sure you're used to it now, but it was a change for you to have a place that you can have your own furniture.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually really, I was like looking forward to seeing your house because we haven't been there.
My house?
Since you moved. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know you haven't. I know, we never had a chance. Yeah.
I know, yeah. The dumpling party.
That's right. We never had a dumpling party. I know. Okay, so you're getting you like and you like living in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you do in these days?
So we just went to alert level one, which is no restriction and things. So before that, we were in lockdown for like 5 months of full lockdown and then like 5 weeks of full lockdown and 2 more weeks of slightly lighter lockdown. So we couldn't really do shows, right? We just did one Zoom show.
Okay.
For somebody else's show, but we did a set. And you know, actually, I didn't really do anything for that time. We made a 48-hour film thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was really fun. And it was a lockdown version, so you couldn't leave your bubble.
Yeah.
So it's just me and Trent. Mm-hmm. And that's all we did. But New Zealand had a really good subsidy.
Okay.
Even for artists.
Okay.
Nice. I didn't qualify because I'm not a resident. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, Trent did qualify. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really have to worry about.
Yeah,
so
you
much.
Guys are like the whole world is looking at New Zealand. And, you know, it's like amazing. Because right now, yeah. Completely zero, right? It's like.
It's zero. Yeah. We had like yesterday was maybe 18th day of no new case. And then the last person recovered.
Wow. But I assume the border is closed, right? Because that's important, like don't not let anybody in. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest risk.
Yeah.
People coming in. But it's kind of weird. Like last week, Avatar film crew arrived in Wellington where we live. Uh-huh. And so they, I think a lot of people were not happy because they got special permit to come in because nobody else was
able to come in. Right? They're like, we have money. We want to film this thing.
Yeah.
And I guess they're going to quarantine? Well, I guess.
Yeah, they're in quarantine.
They're not going to, you know, interact with the local people anyway, right? They have their own.
I think somebody said, so we know where they are. Like, we know which hotel they are in. Mm-hmm. And it's government managed quarantine, but one person who lives in a hotel said, like, I was able to mingle with them, not knowing they just arrived.
Oh.
So that person can leave the hotel, right?
Yeah, okay.
And also, like, there was a one case where this lady didn't test positive until 2 weeks after she arrived.
Okay.
And she was already out and about.
Okay.
So that's kind of scary.
Mm. Yeah. So did you, I'm assuming you guys lost some gigs because of COVID-19?
Things got canceled? Yeah. One big festival canceled that we were going to do. Mm. And few other small things. But also, usually at this point, we should be in Northern Hemisphere doing things, working, but that's all gone.
Mm.
But looks like we can apply for things here now, you know.
For the rest of the later half of the year?
Later in the year, okay. Maybe October and things like that.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Hmm. How's your mom? How's your family in Japan?
Mom's okay. You know, for that 5 weeks lockdown, there's no post office thing. Like, post office wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So I usually send her cards and letters every few weeks. But I couldn't do that.
She's not on, like, email.
No, she's in a care home.
Okay. Can you call her on the telephone? Is it hard?
I think it's hard.
Okay.
I mean, she has a cell phone that she doesn't turn on.
Right.
She doesn't know how to turn it on anymore. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get her iPad to, you know, communicate, but anything like that, she can't.
Yeah.
Like, 2 seconds is maximum, like a memory span. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I sent her Mother's Day cake.
Oh,
like I said, cake and Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, things like that.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think she knows where it's coming from, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she just eats cake.
Yeah.
And they send me photos and that's it.
But she's doing all right.
She's doing okay. I think she had a fall a while ago. And yeah, so she was on wheelchair for a while. But I think she's okay. Better now.
This is a issue for all of us, like, living outside our home country, right? Like, my mom is okay. She just turned 69.
She's younger than my mom.
You know, my mom's pretty young, right? Like, compared to, you know, all my other friends' mom. So like I'm not worried about her yet, but it's always like, what happens in like 10, 15 years?
Yeah. Is she active?
She's working. Well, she couldn't work because of the COVID, but she, yeah, but she has a job. I don't know if she went back to work now or not, but yeah, she's doing fine.
Okay.
She's making like a lemon liqueur or like a umeshu, like a plum liqueur. Like she likes to drink. So she likes to make like homemade, you know, like a soak the fruits in vodka kind of thing. And
I totally get it. I love that.
I know I miss that, like the plum wine thing. Yeah, I want to.
Yes.
But we don't, I haven't done it. Some people do it here, but I don't even know where to get those green plums. And you have to get some sort of special, I don't know if vodka is okay, like a certain type of very, like a pure vodka and maybe okay. You just soak it in sugar, right? I think.
Yeah. You can just have, you can just eat plum.
Yeah.
Drink vodka.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And a sugar. Arutu.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, she's doing okay, so that's all right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a, because of our age, isn't it? Like it's getting
to we're all getting no one's getting any younger, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. New territory kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, new phase.
Do you have, well, we can't really travel right now. I guess you don't have plan to go to Japan anytime soon.
We want to go to Japan, but we don't have a plan yet. But my sister got married in February, and we are supposed to go there and canceled last minute. Okay. And they weren't happy, you know, really sad because we don't have a big family to begin with. So her family side was pretty empty, you know. It's just my mom and my aunt couldn't make it. And but then it was good because if I got locked out, I mean, if I
couldn't
come back. But they are talking about Trans-Tasman route, which is New Zealand, Australia, and Pacific Islands. Maybe open in a couple months or something. Okay. So we could go to Australia.
You can't even go to Australia.
Not yet.
That's so close, but you can't. That's kind of funny.
I can't. And if I, because I don't have a residency yet. So if I left.
Yeah, you can't move now.
Yeah.
Okay. But things are getting better, right? In New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. New Zealand feels normal. Yesterday was the first day of no restrictions anymore.
So you can do just like what we used to.
Yeah. It felt different yesterday.
But people... Are you supposed to social distance or are you okay to just hug anyone now? Hold hands?
Now it's fine. Huh. I think past couple weeks, people are hugging, people are shaking hands. Yeah.
That's takes a little getting used to. Like I'm sure I'll get used to going back to restaurants and, you know, going to the store. Those things, I think we'll get, you know, back into the our routine really easily. But I'm not sure how... Hugging, like, you know, people you really well know very well, like friends, sure, that's fine. But like going to a meeting and shaking hands with people you've never met before, I will probably feel really weird about that.
Yeah. They're not worth it. COVID.
Right. Yeah. You're going to have to kind of figure out, like, is this, you know, this. Yeah. Person worth touching. That's funny.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Huh. Shane was saying something like that. It's kind of funny. We saw Rose, you know, Rose Yang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's so dead. She lives here too. So we hugged.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So she was the first person I saw after the lockdown.
Yeah.
We hung out and but it seemed different yesterday, felt different. It was the very first day of, you know, no restrictions. Mm-hmm. People smiley, you know, yesterday. Happy. People saying hi, and it was definitely a little bit more tense before that, you know, when you see people outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no masks, right?
Some people wearing masks. Maybe some people in the shops are wearing masks.
Like, how is the weather over there? Is it fall?
Cold. It's fall, but it's like this morning was like 6 degrees.
Ooh, that's cold. Okay.
I'm like, yeah, it's really cold. Okay. But maybe kind of like a BC in winter. It's starting.
Yeah, it sounds maybe like a BC, like a, I don't know, October or something.
Yeah.
Like a right now here is maybe 20 degrees something.
It's not quite summer, is it? June.
Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need coats and sweaters, but like, I won't be wearing tank top and shorts yet. Mm-hmm. It's a little chilly for that.
Yeah. You're from warm climate, right?
Yeah, but it's like a long time ago.
I know, same for me. Like, I'm like, this isn't cold at Sendai, but like, I'm aware.
The last time, yeah, exactly. I know, like, I'm from Nagasaki, but I haven't like spent time there for like over 20 years. Like, I've been, you know, been back, but you know, not enough to, what's the word? Acclimate. I don't know the word. Like,
acclimate.
I don't know. I'm having an ESL moment, but yeah, like I'm definitely BC. My body is now, you know, accustomed to BC temperature. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's, I think, similar here. But we had a few sunny days, cold but sunny.
Nice.
Beautiful. Yesterday, I went for a forest walk alone for 2 hours, just wandering in the forest.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so that was nice. But when it rains, just we have a mold problem.
Oh,
in
no.
Wellington.
Okay.
Because of, you know, it's like forests behind us, and then beach right there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes, so much mold.
Careful.
Not good.
But otherwise, you guys are good. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you some questions. This is a question time.
Yeah.
What is the biggest challenge you've ever faced, and how did you overcome it?
So that was really hard. Like, I thought it was a really interesting question because I don't think about it often. And it was really hard to decide on one because I feel like
you had a lot.
So many challenges.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, like, you know, we have this strange lifestyle where we move around.
Traveling, so, performing.
Yeah, traveling and like, so challenges. It could be challenging for, you know, if I wasn't having this kind of lifestyle, but it's kind of got used to it, or I had to get used to it, or just keep going, you know. I think one challenge was living in different culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even different cities have different culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Los Angeles, I was there for 10 months, and or going to Japan sometimes. It's just such a different place to live. So I was thinking, maybe that is that the one. Or I mean, obviously there are challenges as artists. Working now, and it's, I think that's one of the biggest one, maybe
being an artist currently.
Being artist and just the knowing the value of what you do, which is really hard, because it's not always reciprocated.
Yeah.
You know, the energy you give, you don't always get back.
Yeah, it's like terrifying.
Yeah.
Every single time, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I was like, going all the way back to like, okay, my biggest challenge of personal life maybe was, you know, I don't know if I told you about my dad. You know, he disappeared.
Okay.
20 years ago. And, but we never had a good relationship. And then he's kind of gone. So,
yeah.
There's no way to have a closure or something. But it's like, I don't really think about that very often. So maybe it's not a big challenge. I'm kind of stuck there, like,
yeah,
oh, I don't know which one is the big challenge. Yeah,
I thought you might bring up the earthquake, but
no, I thought about that too, but I feel like I was outside, you know, looking at what happened to my family. Mm-hmm. That definitely changed my life, mm-hmm, completely. I mean, I lived in Seattle then. I had a comfortable place to live and I had my stuff.
Yeah.
And friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of a normal life then.
Yeah.
And it just didn't seem right after that, you know?
Like if something changed.
Yeah, definitely changed. Yeah. Like you're filling your life with stuff, like things, mm-hmm, and you know, in instant everything is, yeah, gone.
Yeah.
You know, and my mom's hometown is gone now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're rebuilding and people are still living there, but she has nothing.
Which town was it?
It's called Arahama.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more like a village, fishing village type of thing.
In Fukushima, right?
It's in Miyagi.
Miyagi, sorry.
It's very close to Fukushima, though, like maybe hour bus ride.
Okay.
It's because it's the southern part of Miyagi.
Okay.
And it was right on the ocean.
Yeah.
Kind of famous for surfers, like a beach.
Because it's facing the Pacific Ocean, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so I grew up on a beach. Mm-hmm. So that's the worst nightmare when you live on the water is the tsunami.
Yeah.
Especially like Miyagi had so many earthquakes. And
yeah.
So, but it's just a small things. Like you have no photos anymore.
I know. It's...
Or like, you know, I won so many awards in calligraphy when I was a kid, but it's all gone, right? Like there's nothing to show for. Like I had, my grandpa would frame what I made, but everything is gone.
Yeah.
So things like that is really...
That's tough.
Yes. But I felt like it was their journey and then I was just witnessing it.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was rough.
Oh God. It's like... I don't have any family there and it's still tough for me, right? I'm like I'm almost like choked up thinking about it. I'm like, so like I can't imagine the people who actually went through. That's just devastating. And then, you know, Japan, they said they're gonna do the Olympics. And this COVID happened and they still wanted to keep doing it. I'm like, because I remember when they announced they're gonna go for the Olympics and I'm like, no, like we should be doing something else. And yeah, that country is kind of a mess right now.
It's crazy, but it's not shocking because it's Japan.
That's kind of the sad and terrifying thing about Japan. Like we're, you know, outraged about everything, every decision they make, but somehow we're not shocked.
Yes.
You know, we're like, well, of course they were going to do that. The whole Abenomask thing too, you know, some people are still waiting for the form to fill out to get the money, right?
Or if you make one mistake, you're disqualified, you know? Like how you're filling out forms in Japan is like if you make one mistake, you have to restart.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why?
And like somebody's apparently manually checking the paper, right? Like in person. Like it's not online. Like New Zealand is really good and Canada was really good too. Like we could apply stuff online and we'll get money in 3 days. It's like, that's great. But like, I feel so bad for people in Japan.
Yeah. That's another challenge I thought of was becoming, having your critical thinking skills when you grew up in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and you know how people do what everybody else is doing in Japan, mm-hmm. you know, and especially yeah. as a woman to leave the place. Like I mean, we were so young when we left, right? Like I was 18 and
mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was immature, but I don't think I had that critical thinking skills yet when I left.
See. Yeah.
So just coming, becoming myself and mm-hmm. then thinking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really frustrating for me to see other people,
right?
You know, just doing what they, you know, what they're told to do.
I get that. And like now, like I'm sure you're too, but like, and I know a lot of women like you or me, like living mm-hmm. overseas and gain the critical thinking skill after they left Japan.
Mm.
And you know, like I can talk back to people if somebody insults me, but looking back, I was so naive when I, when I was 20, 21, when I was still new in Canada, I was so naive. And I still sometimes have that, and my husband gets mad at me, right? Like some stranger will come and, you know, talk to me from behind in the dark alley, and I'll just turn around and, how can I help you? And he'll be like, what are you doing? Yeah, just run. And I'm like, well, he needed some help. And it's like, no, like you have to run. And, you know, that happened to me until like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I was still like that.
Right. But he's also from LA though.
Yeah, he's from LA. So he's like, you know, what's that word? Like a vigilant. He's like checking everything.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so like he and I are from completely different upbringing, right? Like environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do see, yeah, young people. Yeah, like especially like what's happening in US. Like they have no idea why or what's going on. Like, why is the black people like looting? That's terrible. And I'm like, guys, you don't understand.
I just can't read Japanese newspaper. Like I would read like a Japan Times or something like that, but in Japanese, like Japanese papers.
Right.
Infuriates me. I can't read things.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so you had multiple challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And which is normal, right? And like, do you, how you got over it? Like, you just, is there something you learned from it?
I think a lot of them I haven't overcome.
Okay.
I think it's okay to have that awareness that I'm still working on it.
But
one I could think of, like my dad's thing, because he was not ready to have a child.
Okay.
You know, when they had me.
Yeah.
And so it was really rough growing up. He was violent. I thought all dads were violent when I was a child.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't know when you're a child, and unless until you meet someone else's dad.
Like, right.
Oh, this guy is so, so nice.
Yeah.
So wow. I didn't know that until I was like 12 or something.
Okay.
And, but so I struggled a lot with my dad being how he was, and we never spoke, right?
Okay.
We lived together for 18 years and almost never spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when I was 20, which is very young, I decided to find out what happened to him.
Okay.
And my mom told me that his mom left when he was 3 years old.
Okay.
And took his younger brother, which was a baby then.
Yeah.
And I started to find out more about him. And I think basically just having empathy for him, just seeing him as a child, going through what he went through. And there's so many other things that went wrong for him. But I do believe, like, you know, it's all your choice, but how to deal with it. But it was really rough for him.
Yeah.
So having that helped me to see him differently. right. You know, having empathy.
Yeah.
So that's how I think overcome that challenge of, you know, why was he like that?
Right.
You know, why didn't I have somebody else for dad?
And things right. like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, but I think that is it's hard, but I think it's a really good strategy to go over, like having an empathy.
Yeah.
I think that will work for a lot of things.
Yes,
but it's not easy though. Like you can't say like, oh, let's have empathy for this person, and you can't just have it, right?
Yeah, it was more like instinct, I think, for me to either live with this anger or, you know, like doubt for the rest of my life or see it differently or something. But it's pretty, it's ongoing, I think. Like,
right.
It's not like it's completely gone, you know. It's amazing to see somebody like Trent coming from a very nice family, you know. Mm-hmm. So encouraging and loving and everything. And then I could feel like that's what I was missing, you know.
Right.
Nobody told me they loved me except my grandpa. And but ongoing.
Yeah.
Insecurity just comes up, you know, when you're least expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just all I can do is like being aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a good answer. All right. So let's do a lightning round question. Just don't think too much about it. It's 10 questions. It's not that hard. What is your favorite dessert?
Wine.
Okay. two, what's on your bedside table?
Books.
Okay. Three, what is your life motto?
Life motto?
Motto wa? Dai no me.
Oh, do I have one? Ichigo ichie.
Okay. What's ichigo ichie in English?
Everything happens once, so you have to treat it with...
Yeah, you might never same. See this person, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I have another one. Wabi-sabi?
What do you mean? Like a, like to live like a humbly? Is that like wabi-sabi? Wabi-sabi,
it's like an art of imperfection.
Right, like a finding beauty in imperfect things.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's beautiful. That's great.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, that's very Japanese. Okay, number four. What are you afraid of?
Moth.
Oh, there are a lot of moths in New Zealand?
No, but... little ones, mm-hmm. you know, not like Australian.
Like Australia scares me, like so many scary creatures.
Yeah, a lot of things could kill you, I think.
Right, but, right. Moth, yeah. Like a little regular moth?
Yeah, like the big, like not one. The giant biggest one, but maybe that size scares
Ooh.
Me.
Oh, good. That's like as big as one, like your face.
Yeah. Oh, I think I was thinking like why I... Don't I'm scared of it. It doesn't have a direction.
Oh, right? Okay. You can't tell which way. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like a snake.
You know, you know where they're going, but the moth, like they come at you.
Okay. Now I get it. Okay.
Clown.
Oh, aren't you a clown though? you went to clown school.
Yeah, no, I'm not scared of clowns.
Okay, number five. What is the one thing people always misunderstand about you?
They think I'm sweet and nice and things, I think.
Okay, but you're not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. I think I'm polite, maybe. Friendly, but no, I'm like in my head. I don't want to go there.
I think that's a Japanese bias that... people have, like, you know, Japanese people, they tend to be like, oh, she's very polite, quiet.
It's hiding something, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Politeness. We're all hiding,
especially women, I think.
Especially women, yeah, for sure. Okay, Number six, what will you take to the desert island?
Kindle. Oh, maybe there's no... Oh, yeah,
what if the battery runs out?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many things can you take?
One.
Ah, oh, I don't know. Dictionary?
Dictionary? I remember that. I think Haruki Murakami said that. That's what he said. Like, I would take a dictionary. Yeah, because you read every single page and you learn something.
Yeah.
And when you go through it, you can start again and you get
maybe
smart.
Maybe take a foreign dictionary, like something that you don't know yet.
Yeah.
The language you don't have.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Okay, number seven. What makes you feel vulnerable?
When I start thinking about people I love, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I feel more vulnerable when I think of their safety than about myself.
Because you can't really control it, right?
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, it's just so weird, but I feel like I would fight for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if I wasn't there.
Okay. Number eight. If you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Oh, maybe have all the leaders women.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good idea.
We can try. Nothing to lose.
Yeah. New Zealand, Germany.
Taiwan.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. Number nine. What are you hooked on right now? Something you're into.
Oh, I am hooked on, there's so many things, but I'm hooked on this one particular music right now.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's just kind of stuck, you know, like an earworm type of thing.
Yeah.
Like it just keeps playing in your head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What kind of music is it?
Oh, it's it's kind of embarrassing. It's Tchaikovsky.
Okay.
And I just keep revisiting Tchaikovsky, and it's so weird because I think first time I liked Tchaikovsky was when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, don't do that. You know, every teenager goes through this phase of like dark Russian phase. And I really didn't like myself liking Tchaikovsky. But I definitely had something, you know, something special, like I felt. And you know, like I'm just revisiting some things, and I'm just going crazy, like just researching what else he wrote in this year, that same exact year, and then same exact month. And it's it's pretty amazing. Like, how did you do that? Like, completely different pieces of music in the same month.
You're a classically trained musician, right?
Mm.
Yeah. What was your instrument again?
I played piano, trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't play that much now, but...
Okay, cool. Last question. What are you grateful for now?
Oh, many things. Many things. Obviously, just the timing of being here in New Zealand. Yeah. That's big. I'm grateful for many things. Like, you know, we've never had a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this long term.
Mm-hmm.
Very grateful for nature.
Mm-hmm.
I love trees and forest, and the forest just behind this house, and I can walk for hours in there. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, a lot of things. Like I mean, like it's small things, but we traveled 5-6 years with one suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never had a place to live, and now we have desks, chairs, you know, kitchen stuff. I have my own kitchen. I'm now washing dishes in a toilet.
I
have a gas stove and oven, you know, and I like cooking, so it's really nice to have that. And we, you know, slept on a single bed for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us. Can you imagine? It's like giant. And now we have bigger bed. And
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, so small things.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, Sachi, thank you for being on the show.
Yes, thanks for having me. It was nice to see you. It's weird. Like, it feels like you're like in the same neighborhood or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't feel like I haven't seen you, but yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah, so you are board of director in Theater Association or something?
Right now, it's called Canadian College of Performing Arts. It's a school, like a performing arts school. So, because I finished at Intrepid, like I've still, you know, talked to them, but I'm not on their board anymore. So I'm on the CCPA, the school. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm there for another 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then that's based in BC or?
Yeah, it's in Victoria. It's in Oak Bay. I don't know what I'm going to do after, but yeah, I'm always doing stuff. So
Yeah, that's great.
Well, like keep us posted on what's next on your adventure.
Yes.
We didn't talk about egg.
Yeah, it's funny. Eggs. So we did egg before the lockdown. Like,
okay.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Like people went crazy for egg. I think it's awesome. The island thing.
Okay.
You know, like egg is received better in islands.
Really?
Like BC or like, you know, Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
Tasmania. Here.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, hide a mark.
I will. It's funny because you have, like, I think your accent changed, like a New Zealand accent.
Really? I think it's my ear is always picking up, like, a new things. Like,
It sounds almost like a closer to British.
Irish.
Is that what it is?
Because we just do, like, a lot of Irish, like, jokes.
Okay.
Trans mom's Irish.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Hmm. Kiwi accents is so different.
Okay. So,
10, like E is I. Okay. So 10 is teen.
Oh. And
eggs, egg.
Okay.
Yeah, 70%. it's hard.
You
know, like, can I have a teen eggs? It's really hard. I don't understand. Teen eats. Yeah.
But I can't do that. Wow. Well, I don't know when I'm going to actually see you in person, but...
We should do Zoom gyoza party.
Let's do that.
Trent was so disappointed when that didn't happen.
I know. So
What happened? What happened to the gyoza party?
Okay, let's do that. That's the next our next thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having
me. Say hi to Trent.
Yeah, we'll.
Thank you. Bye. Now there you have it. How did you like the conversation with Sachi? Isn't she a lovely person? I love her. She's so funny too. If you are curious, go check out Egg on Facebook. I will put the link in the show note. Let me know how you like it. I'm hoping to have more Japanese or Japanese Canadian or Japanese American artists and other POC artists on the show. Please message me if you are interested in being on the show. I'm Yukari Peerless on Instagram and at Yukari P on Twitter. You can message me there if you have any questions or comments. That's it for today. Be brave and keep on creating. Stay safe, everyone, and thank you for listening.